I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter.
That's the opinion of fictional ballplayer Crash Davis, played by Kevin Costner in the movie Bull Durham. Non-fictional former ballplayer Orlando Cepeda does not agree, at least as regards the designated hitter.
I can play on the field. My neither was so bad, but I knew I can hit. And because I can hit, it was easy for me. So that rule got me into the Hall of Fame.
By the time the designated hitter appeared in the American League 40 years ago this month, Orlando Cepeda had played in the field and hit a ton for 15 seasons, most of them with the Giants and the Cardinals. When the Boston Red Sox called him in Puerto Rico before the 73 season, he couldn't imagine what they wanted with an old fellow who could no longer run.
Well, I didn't know anything about it. I was with Oakland A's, and my knees were so bad that I don't want to play ball anymore. So when Boston called me, I didn't know nothing about the rule of designated hitter.
He learned quickly. With a .289 average and 20 home runs, Cepeda may have been the best DH in 1973, but he wasn't the first.
See, Orlando got in the Hall of Fame the front door, and I got in the back door.
That's Ron Bloomberg. On April 6, 1973, in a game between the Red Sox and the Yankees at Fenway Park, he was the first DH to step to the plate. For the record, he walked, and he didn't think what he was doing was a big deal.
Everybody thought it was a glorified pitch hitter. Everybody thought it was a joke, and nobody even really took it very seriously. All the writers came up to me. There was about 70, 80 writers across the country because that was a big deal. So they came up and they said, you know, you're the first DH. So, you know, to be honest with you, I thought the DH was just going to last, you know, for a couple of months at the most.
The argument for the DH was simple. Who likes to see pitchers flail away at the plate? Put another hitter in the lineup. It still makes sense to Orlando Cepeda.
I believe with the designated hitter, they made the game more excited because baseball is about hitting. Pitching is great. Defense is great. But hitting also is great.
Ron Bloomberg, forever and always the first DH, couldn't be more enthusiastic in his agreement.
I had so much fun with this thing because nobody can ever take this away from me, you know, because there's not too many firsts in the game of baseball.
40 years after the Yankees sent Bloomberg to the plate as their DH, the American League continues to feature the designated hitter, and the National League continues to pretend not to notice. It's a circumstance that ESPN's Tim Kirkchian can't understand.
40 years later, I'm still confused because I still don't understand how we can have a different set of rules in each league. I'm telling you that historians 50 to 100 years from now are going to look back at this now 40-year period and say, what were they doing back then?
According to Kirkchian, nobody should have been surprised when the Red Sox made that call to Puerto Rico before the 1973 season. Their understanding of the new rule was representative. The DH was a guy who, whether because of age or injury, couldn't play in the field.
Whether it was Frank Robinson or Rico Carty or Orlando Cepeda or somebody like that. Star players at the end of their career. But what it is now, much more than that, is it is a way for American League managers to get different players a day off and yet keep their bat in the lineup. Last year, for instance, the Yankees used five different starting designated hitters the first five games of the year.
Whether you regard the designated hitter as an outrage against the purity of the game, as Crash Davis certainly does, or as the happenstance that earns you lots of opportunities to speak at banquets, as Ron Bloomberg most certainly does, there's no doubt the institution of the new rule created some great stories. I asked Tim Kirkchian to pick a favorite.
Frank Robinson was my favorite designated hitter, and for a bunch of reasons. He was the designated hitter the day that he was the first African-American manager of all time. So he put himself in the lineup grudgingly as the DH and the number two hitter against Doc Medich, first day of the season. And he goes down 0-2 to Doc Medich, and then Doc Medich throws him a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate and tries to strike him out on three pitches. And Frank Robinson looks at himself and says, he's trying to embarrass me on my day in front of all these people. And the next pitch, Frank Robinson, the DH, hit a home run over the left center field fence.
That, Tim told me, was Frank Robinson. And his tale, say I, is as good a happy birthday story as any for the designated hitter, 40 years old this weekend. Are you in favor of the DH rule? Do you think it should be embraced by the National League or abandoned by the American League? And is Ron Bloomberg's autobiography Designated Hebrew the greatest DH literature of all time? Let us know by visiting our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagameradio. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio.